At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What if the same analytic mind that can engineer a solution for a massive oil pipeline could be used to precisely engineer your own peace? For 15 years, my guest was in the high-stakes, high-pressure world of petroleum engineering. Her job was about structure, energy, and finding leaks in complex systems. But she realized the biggest system needing a fix was her own internal one. Today, she's an award-winning holistic therapist, a success habit coach, and an author who promises to guide you from misery to peace in 30 days by blending ancient healing wisdom with cutting-edge neuroscience. Now, this isn't a story about a career change. It's about a blueprint for anyone who feels stuck and is ready to stop surviving and start purposely designing a life of a profound calm. Get ready to dismantle your old program. Welcome to the show, Edith B. Kiss.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everybody.
So we want to welcome you to Keeping It Real on Purpose. I'm your host, Edna White, and we want to get right into it. And I'm going to ask you the question, how do you show up in the world?
I always like to be the bigger person, if you know what I mean about that. People get triggered very often by outside situations and sometimes even by their own mindset or by their own thoughts. And when I encounter situations with people, I always like to, you know, choose being kind instead of right and being the called bigger person. Seeing things from a bigger perspective, basically, from a spiritual perspective, you know, from a divine perspective, and then not getting caught up on little things or little situations.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep myself also calm, because I trust the process, you know, I trust the divine as well, and that's my way.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I want to get right into the heart of your work. You guide people from misery to peace in 30 days. That's a bold promise, and it speaks to a fundamental hunger that people have for rapid, real change. Let's dig into the habits and the mindsets that hold people hostage to misery and the engineering you apply to set them free. Tell us one of the things that you do with your clients that set them free.
Yeah, so samadhi meditation is one of the techniques I use. It's an Adiyogi Shiva technique, and it's a very powerful meditation. There are thousands of meditations out there that people practice nowadays, but this meditation is actually helping you to transcend into the unconscious mind, and then by that, you get access to your multidimensional existence, and you can heal all traumas, heal all traumatic experiences, even past-life traumas. So this is a very powerful tool, actually, to start the healing. And this is one of the main thing, a daily habit, what I ask from my clients to pick up, actually.
Okay. And is that something that you created, or is it something that you have that you give them?
Yeah, so basically I learned this from my karma guru from Kashmir. Okay. It's an Adiyogi Shiva technique from 60,000 years old. And I was really blessed with this situation back in 2018 when I learned this technique, and that was actually called me to become a holistic therapist instead of being an engineer. This
transformation. And what's the name again?
It's an Adiyogi Shiva technique, and it's called also Karma Yoga Healing, one of the Karma Yoga Healing techniques, and the meditation called Samadhi Meditation.
Okay. All right. I like that. You had to walk away from a highly lucrative, stable career. What was the most painful yet necessary truth you had to accept about your former life and the one that finally forced you to choose peace over prestige?
I chose to leave because I felt that I need more time with my children. I felt that guilt, you know, that mother guilt, that I leave in the morning, I came back in the evening, I literally has no time for them, and then I just don't know them anymore. Like, I really felt frustrated about that. I want to know them more, I want to spend more time with them. Yeah. So that was one of the things. And then other thing was that I also felt unhealthy. I also felt like very powerless, drained, you know, and not just
all the time. Yeah.
But also physically, I couldn't take care of myself properly because, again, I was like, I'm not going to spend an hour in the gym when I want to be with my kids. You know, it was like like a game, and then it was really bad. And eventually I said, I just can't do this anymore. So I quit the job, the 9-to-5. And then later I became a contractor, but that was much easier because then I could choose the time when I work.
Your own time. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did that for another year or two.
Yeah. And I think women do that a lot. And I know when I was observing my life, especially around my kids, they say 9-to-5, but it becomes, you know, longer than, you know, it's not 8 hours, it's really 15, you know, the travel, you know, and then the constant, you know, you thinking about it, it really expands in hours. But I gave up my job because I looked around and my son was 13, you know, at one time, and the next time I looked up, he was 16, and I was like, what happened? You know, it's like I was lost. So I said, okay, I have to cut my losses with this job because I was staying there all the time and they were always calling me in for something. And, you know, and I was like, yeah, this is not for me. I didn't want to miss that. When I looked up and I saw him was like 3 years older, I was like, oh no, I can't miss anything else. And so I wanted to be home. And I think it's a hard decision for us, but it's a good decision, you know, because they grow up so fast, you know?
Yeah. I also love spending time with them and being with them because it's really precious. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they need us. They need us.
Absolutely. Especially when we're learning what you learned along the way, learning how to be peaceful. You know, I think the children here now even need that more so. You know what I mean?
Yes, because they pick up on their environment, you know, how you behave. You are a leader for them. You are the example for them. So they're going to become how you are. So when a parent is trying to say that, oh, my child is doing this and doing that, first they should look into themselves, like how you show up to your children, right? Yeah,
absolutely. You blend ancient healing with neuroscience. What is the single biggest lie we tell ourselves today about stress or anxiety?
That is just it's just the one thing, but actually is in our whole system. Like why we are stressed or why we have anxiety is not just like because we didn't exercise or because we don't eat healthy or because we have a trauma, but it's all together. Like, we need to look things like body, mind, and spirit at the same time. So you are stressed and anxious because probably you also lacking some vitamins and you lacking some minerals, and that's why it's amplified your anxiety. But you are also because you don't sleep enough, you don't exercise, and then you are also because you have traumatic experiences you haven't healed. So these three things all need to be taken care of together to actually find the peace and harmony.
Right. That's great. What's an ancient, often overlooked technique, and I think I know what you're going to say, that instantly begins to rewire you when you're overwhelmed?
Yeah, it's the source memory healing. So the source memory healing is another the Yogi Shiva technique, another karma yoga healing technique, the source memory healing, which really helps to heal from the root, which really helps to release the traumatic experiences from the unconscious mind and eventually stop the triggers and really bring back the liberation and the peace.
That's cool. How do you truly show up, like when there is anxiety, say you're having a bad day, how do you start to ground yourself from that?
It's understanding your own body and your limitations and your own system is really important. Mm-hmm. Knowing like why you have that anxiety or why you feel a certain way, understanding like what's going on in your body, and then just knowing that this is a sign you need to take care of. And then yes, you can take care of it through drinking some nice hot tea, for example, or taking some vitamins, or just doing some exercise, or just go to sleep, you know. So sometimes the best thing you can do is just to sleep through the bad hours, you know, because maybe that's where your solution comes in. Maybe you download some ideas while you are resting. So rest is really a really great thing and is so undervalued.
Right. That's great. That's really good. You focus on success habits. And I know that you are a habit coach, which you're the first I ever met. So thank you for being here. If a person's life is only the sum of everything that their habits, what's the least, I guess I want to say, sexy or most overrated success habit that people have?
Is what we eat. That's what we become. So basically, we really need to take care of our diet. People say like, oh, what is diet? When you say the word diet, they already think about like, oh, I need to count calories. But the diet is actually what you consume, like what kind of food you eat. Right. So it doesn't need to be like small amount. You can eat a whole big of plate, you know, it's just what on that plate. So I actually follow a very strict diet. I don't eat gluten. I don't eat dairy products. I don't consume caffeine, alcohol, and processed sugar. And I came to that situation actually in a very strange way because back in 2016, when I became a Reiki master, I started to heal myself with the Reiki master signs and very powerful energies. And it's raised my vibration so high that I had to stop eating certain food. I couldn't eat them anymore. It felt like a switch was turned in my mind or something. Yeah. And suddenly I couldn't eat, for example, the dairy products anymore. And then and then the processed sugar and the alcohol. And then that time it was the white flour. So they were kind of switched off from my system. And it helped me so much because immediately I started to lose weight. I was overweight back then. And then I started to lose weight. And then I lost like 20 kilos, 40 pounds in 10 months. So I was so happy. I was so happy about myself. And then it was effortless because this energy switch happened in my body. Yeah. So everything is connected. And then, one of these habits is what we eat is really important in many ways.
I'm going to tell you, you're right up my alley. I think I had a weird experience with gluten as well. I moved to China for a bit and I didn't eat the same things I eat here in America. And then when I came home, I started eating all of that and I had a seizure. So that stopped right away. It was like, okay, no more of that. It took me a while to get it, you know, get control of it because I didn't know that everything had gluten in it. Everything had wheat in it. They, you know, they fill everything. So it took me a long time. And, you know, now I'm much better at it. So I don't eat gluten. I don't have sugar. You know, I don't drink milk. So I'm like you, I'm losing weight. Even now, vibrating differently, I don't drink wine anymore because I was a wine person. I don't drink wine anymore. It's so weird. I'm vibrating different and it's like, okay, don't need that. And it's like, it just goes away. When you start to vibrate different, like you said, when your vibrations are up, you don't need those things. And those things kind of like, they get away from you. They go away. You know, the need is not even there. And you start to lose weight. You start to feel better. I know that milk created mucus in me. And when I started noticing it, I was like, I think I shouldn't be drinking this, you know? It takes a lot of effort because you have to read everything. You have to read everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And labor, I would go into the grocery store with my glasses on. Before they had gluten products, you know, gluten-free products, right? And I would read everything. And then I was, the other thing was MSG. No clue. I was highly allergic to it. No clue. But I think all of this is happening. Like you said, all of it's connected. When you start to vibrate at a higher frequency, those things that you used to could do, you can't do anymore.
Yeah. you know, your body rejected.
Yes, that's the word, rejects it. And I used to say, my body's just doing what it wants to do. Every year, there's something new that I'm not eating. Every year, something new, gone. It's out of there. So it's like, it's exciting to hear you say what you just said. And or the audience knows that I'm on this journey of like vibrating to my highest self. And I'm loving the whole journey of it. I'm glad that you're here to kind of bring those things together. So a lot of people feel like their true self is trapped by their history. Could be their food, as we were talking about. If you give your clients a single powerful tool to delete the emotional attachments to their worst regret, what would it be?
If it's working on some past traumatic experience or something in the what happened in the past and they are aware of that, I would use the source memory healing basically to go into those memories and release them. Okay. If it's about feeling stuck and they don't have the clarity where to move forward, then already the samadhi meditation would help them to see some more visions, you know, for themselves or to receive some ideas.
Right. Okay. So let's bring neuroscience into this, what I just asked you. How would you help them in the neuroscience part of it?
So basically, the Adiyogi Shiva techniques, the meditation and the source memory healing, they are part of the science of consciousness. Because now, I mean, they existed, you know, the sciences exist all the time and they were existed for 60,000 years. It's just there are certain things which is now explained more scientifically.
Right.
Like, for example, the brain waves, like when you meditate and then you actually activate the pineal gland and then you go into lower brain waves, you transcend, then you go into delta brain waves and theta brain waves. Now they can actually measure it, you know, and they measure it now and they say, yes, when you are in theta or delta brain waves, what you visualize, you can manifest it better, or what you when if you do your subconscious reprogramming in theta brainwaves is actually giving you a better result. So that's what actually scientifically proven with neuroscience right now.
I know that to be true. Yeah, that's right. There, it's bringing it all back together. Such great remembrance for us, right? Remembering who we really are, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. So if there was anybody out there that was just, you know, really trying to deal with trying to find their peace, can you give them, you know, just some words of wisdom around what you do on how to help get out of that or get some more peace?
Yeah. So I, you know, there is only three things that you can control, and that's your own thoughts, your own emotions, and your own actions.
Ooh.
So if you are mindful, if you actually become mindful, then you actually focus on these three things to control these three things, and then you can find more peace. And then you realize that, what you cannot control, you need to let it go, basically. Otherwise, it's going to disturb you, right? So you need to control your thoughts because you need to have positive thinking to have positive emotions. If you always assume bad things, if you always worry, if you're always in fear, then you're creating negative emotions. You are always sad or angry or disappointed. And because you have negative emotions, you basically make yourself sick, you know, through that negative emotions because you're blocking your energy centers, you're blocking the energy from your gland systems, your organs. So basically you're making yourself physically sick being in those negative emotions. And this also encouraging you to do negative things like bad decisions if you are in a bad mood. So I always say to my clients that don't make decisions when you are in a bad mood. Always get to neutral good level before you make big decisions, because otherwise you can screw up, you know, relationships or work or whatever it is. So it's count till 10 or sleep on it, you know? Especially now with Mercury retrograde we're having in the shadow period we are right now. It's more
Absolutely. My friend just told me about that. Especially now, don't make any decisions.
And also focusing on your communication, you know, but
because
everybody's gonna be pissed off about whatever you say. It doesn't matter what you're gonna say, they're gonna feel offended because it's just that time of the year, you know? So it's just being very diplomatic, being very, you know, kind to each other is really important.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, Edit, this has been an incredible, insightful conversation about the true engineering of inner peace. Thank you for sharing your journey from the oil rigs to helping people find radical change in just 30 days. I appreciate you, and I know the audience appreciates you. So to our listeners, if you felt a deep resonance with Edit's message, if you're ready to stop performing and start genuinely engineering your peace, now is the time to take action. You can connect with Edit and find all the details of her 30-day program, her number one selling book, and her holistic methods by visiting her website. Is it editbekiss.com? And you can email her, am I correct?
Yeah, there is email, there are WhatsApp, everything. So they can connect with me from there. Yes. They can book a free
session. Well, everything that is her is on this website, editbekiss.com. Okay? And remember, if this episode really resonated with you, please like and share it, you know, subscribe so that you don't miss any episode of such messages as we have heard today, and be part of helping you engineer your own peace. Thank you for being here, and we look forward to seeing you the next time on Keeping It Real on Purpose. I'm your host, Edna White, and my esteemed guest, Edit B. Kiss. We're going to say goodbye for now.
Thank you. Goodbye.